Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, which we record every week in the McHugh Center at the University of Virginia. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com. My guest today is third baseman Kenny Towns, who's headed to Omaha on Thursday with the rest of the UVA baseball team for the College World Series. Kenny, thanks for stopping by. You got everything packed yet?
Not quite. Still got some packing left to do, but shouldn't take too much longer.
I guess before we get going, I would be remiss if I did not ask you about that magnificent mustache you've been sporting this postseason. I know listeners can't see it, but what's the story behind that? Is that the equivalent of a playoff beard?
Yeah, it's just my version of the playoff beard. Just decided to go with the mustache, have a little fun with it.
That was a serious dogpile at Davenport on Saturday night after Ernie Clement drove in the winning run against Maryland. Where were you in all that?
It certainly was a serious dogpile, but I was on the backside of it, and I took a little longer to get up because people kept jumping on, and the pile kept getting higher, and then I jumped up on top, but then Coach O'Connor and Coach Kays were trying to get on, and they dragged me off of it. So then I was on the ground a little bit with Coach Kays there, but wasn't on the pile for too long. Got pulled off.
I mean, you're kind of a savvy veteran. You've been through some of those before. Have you learned? Do you not want to be the first guy on the pile or at the bottom of that?
I do not want to be the guy at the bottom of it. Because I remember one time in high school, I was at the bottom of it, and it was just not a fun time being at the bottom. So I let it develop a little bit, and then I jump on there.
This will be the fourth trip to the College World Series in seven seasons for UVA and the second straight appearance. For you, how much different does it feel to be familiar already with TD Ameritrade Park and kind of know the lay of the land in Omaha?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll just help kind of just knowing how the field plays a little bit, and also just kind of like the environment that they have there. And just I won't be like kind of in awe as I was last year just because I've been here before. So that's something that probably those first years and some guys will experience when we get there, but it shouldn't be a problem for us.
Yeah, you're one of only two seniors on the roster, you and Thomas Woodruff. You started on the team, last year's team that made it to the championship game of the College World Series. As you mentioned, there are several first years in key roles this season. What advice do you have for guys like Pavin Smith and, you know, Adam Haseley?
I mean, you just got to tell them to keep playing the same game they've been playing all year. I mean, they've been crucial, especially down the stretch run for us. Just can't have them try and do too much just because we're in a little bigger stage. Just got to keep having fun with the game, and I'm sure they'll have some success.
A lot has been made recently about how loose this team is, and we saw an example of that Saturday night after you guys rallied to beat Maryland and win the Super Regional. Right smack in the middle of the press conference in the Hall of Fame room, you and Danny Pinheiro popped out to take a selfie with Brian O'Connor. Is that a move you would have made earlier in your career or other years?
I certainly would not have. I just remember hearing about you took that selfie like earlier in the week,
right?
And then the Chris Moore equipment guy was like betting that none of us would do it. So we're like, yeah, why not? This is like the only time we could probably get away with it after that comeback win. So yeah, I thought that would definitely be the only time I thought it would have been acceptable.
I know Brian O'Connor has talked a lot about that, just kind of the mentality and the mood around the team. Is that something you've noticed? I mean, has it been appreciably looser this postseason? And is that maybe because you go into this one as an underdog where every other year you've been kind of the giant that everybody's shooting for?
Yeah, I definitely think that plays a part in it. Like, we're just kind of – I mean, there's no pressure on us. We're just that team who – just goes up there, has fun, and just has been playing well recently. Like in the past years, you know, you kind of have the target on your back, and you're kind of more making sure it's like, oh, we don't want to disappoint anyone. We want to make sure, like, we know we have the team to do it. But, you know, this year we've just been having fun and just playing loose, and I think it's definitely shown this past couple of weeks. We've been playing probably the best baseball of the year, and it came at the right time.
How do you explain just kind of the about face from, I mean, the ACC tournament after the play-in game did not go well for the team. I mean, it's just it's kind of one extreme to another. You go from basically going 0-3 in Durham to 5-0 in the ACC, in the NCAA tournament. Any explanation, or is that just one of the things that happens in sports sometimes?
I mean, I guess it can be attributed to that, just one of the things that happens, but I think one thing when we saw our name called to get into like the Lake Elsinore Regional, we kind of was like, all right, we got a fresh start. We can throw out those losses in the ACC tournament and just kind of use this as like you said a fresh start and just go out there and have some fun and try to make it run to Omaha.
not every player in this program gets to play four full seasons of college baseball. Now that you're coming to the end of your UVA career, how would you kind of characterize your experience here as a baseball player?
I mean, I think just especially with like the group of teams I played with throughout my time here, there's definitely been some ups and downs. It's just been a lot of fun. Just going out there and like love the coaching staff and the environment they create there for the season. It's something special, and I'm certainly always going to remember it. And it's just I'm definitely going to miss it. And it's just it's had a lot of fun. And I'm hoping we can end this thing on the best note possible.
Along those same lines, not every UVA player is able to finish work on his degree before he leaves to pursue a pro career. You graduated last month with a bachelor's degree in history, I believe. It's got to be nice to have that taken care of, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, just getting that opportunity to finish that degree is definitely something that you want to check off the list. So, and especially just being, hopefully get the chance to go out and play pro ball after this, and just having that degree is just like kind of that extra bonus.
Any games or moments or plays in particular that stick out to you when you reflect on your UVA career?
I mean, I tell you what, I've watched that highlight of Ernie Clement and that walk-off two-run single, and I don't think I've ever been more happy in my life. Even I watch it 3 days later, I'm just as excited and giddy as I was the day it happened. It's just something that I'm sure I'll never forget, and it was a heck of a lot of fun.
I know crazy things can happen in baseball. You can have double plays, triple plays. But when you got the first two guys on, and Maryland clearly seemed to be a little shaky, were you confident that one way or another you were going to get those runs across and win it?
Yeah, I mean, especially when we got like to the bases low with them out. That's just like, all right, you can just – especially with the guys we had up, you know. And that is, you know, you just have a lot of confidence in that situation. You know, well, we could get two sac flies and you win it. You can get a hit and you're tied, and you get like a couple in a row and it's over. So we definitely had some good at bats on the stretch there, and kind of maybe made it a little easy on us getting those walks and had to get as many hits. But we definitely showed that grit that we had all year in that last inning there.
This is a team that in early May was in danger of missing the ACC tournament, and you opened the NCAA tournament last month away from Charlottesville for the first time since 2009. Kevin McMullen has told me several times in the past week or so that the team is playing with house money this postseason. Is there noticeably less pressure on you, as you head to Omaha than there was last year when you were the highest, I believe you're the highest remaining national seed last year?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think last year was a little more pressure on us just because, like, oh, these guys can go out there and we're expected to win or have a shot to. But, you know, we probably don't have those expectations around us this year. But, I mean, within our clubhouse, we definitely feel confident in our ability to go on and win a national championship. But it's definitely different. I think we, like you said, playing with house money, I guess you kind of get to play free and easy and loose instead of some of those other teams who kind of put more pressure on themselves, which we're not doing.
You came to UVA from Lake Braddock in Northern Virginia, which is one of the largest high schools in the state. How many people from your senior class ended up enrolling here with you? And did you constantly see familiar faces around grounds?
I'm not sure the exact amount, but I'd probably say around 50 maybe.
50 from your class?
Maybe not that much, but close. But there's definitely a lot of people. I just remember during graduation, they're doing the valedictorian, and that's when those people, and a lot of them was going to UVA, so that was kind of cool to see. But definitely see some familiar faces around here from Lake Braddock, you know, here and there, but not too often.
When I interviewed you early this season, you told me that when you got to UVA in the summer of 2011, I think it was 11, maybe it was 12.
That was 11, yeah.
The coaches gave you an outfielder's glove, a pitcher's glove, and an infielder's glove, and you said you've also practiced a little bit at catcher here. You disappointed that you never got to pitch here?
Certainly, yeah. That's just one thing. I mean, I didn't do like lights out or anything when I first got here, but you know, pitching is something that's always fun, and it's just you kind of like to have the ball in your hand, be that guy to have a big effect.
Were you in the pitching rotation at Lake Braddock?
Yeah, starting pitching. Yep.
In the third and final game of last year's College World Series Championship Series, Vanderbilt beat Virginia 3-2. have you ever gone back and watched that game on video, or is that too painful?
No, I didn't go back and watch it on video, but every highlight you seem to see about like the NCAA tournament just kind of shows bits of that game, so that's not always a pleasant memory. But I mean, it happens, got over it, but at least you got another chance to come back after this year.
You hit 308 at the College World Series last year, and in the final game in the bottom of the eighth, you came to the plate with runners on second and third and one out. Everybody who had followed Virginia in the tournament, myself included, was convinced that you were about to drive in a run, but you got hit by a pitch, which turned out to be a good thing for Vanderbilt. They retired the next two batters and ended up winning the title. Was that one of the more frustrating at-bats of your career? Because I'm sure you felt you were going to do something big there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I was swinging it well there in Omaha, and I felt confident that in that at-bat, and just kind of, I mean, unfortunately got hit. But, I mean, I'm not gonna say it was like a bad thing. We had a lot of confidence in the guys who were behind us. I mean, it just put another runner on, you know, to even get us a chance to score more. But, yeah, things just didn't work out for it. And, obviously, in hindsight, I wish I'd maybe try a little more to get out of the way.
What kind of cheering section are you going to have in Omaha this time?
I know my parents will be coming out, my sister, and they have a couple friends who will be making a trip out there too. So I'll definitely have some support from home, which will be nice.
Have they just kind of, since you come to Virginia, kind of marked off this block in June as kind of Omaha time and save vacation for those weeks?
I'm sure they do. I haven't really talked too much about it, but I'm sure they wouldn't miss it for the world. So I'm sure they're taking most of their vacation for it, because I know they did it last year too.
All right, last question. I know you got a lot to do, get ready for. There's been a lot written and spoken about the lack of offense at the College World Series in recent years. There were some changes made this year to the ball that's used in the college game. And those changes were designed to give batters a little help. Have you noticed a difference this season? And do you think, you know, maybe the balls will leave the park a little more in Omaha this year?
Really? I mean, I haven't noticed like an extreme difference. Maybe like they come off the bat a little bit better, but I guess we'll be able to tell a little more once you get into Omaha and maybe take some batting practice with it and you kind of see the flight of the ball there. But I mean, overall, I haven't really noticed too much about the baseball, but hopefully it maybe plays a little larger factor in Omaha and maybe make it a little easier to get one of them out of there.
Kenny, thanks again for popping over to do this interview. Best of luck in Omaha. I'll see you on the plane tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.
Virtually all the teams in Virginia are finished for this school year, but nine track and field athletes are competing this week at the NCAA championships in Eugene, Oregon, and baseball opens the College World Series on Saturday afternoon against Arkansas. I'll be back soon with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, remember to check virginiasports.com for information on all 25 of our teams, and thanks for listening.